Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara is continuing to discuss the Chaimer Issa of a Malvim Pnei Chaveh Barabim. The Gemara had brought a memory to Nitanik, a made of Nachum by Yitzchok. Hamabim Pnei Chaveh Barabim is Kilu Shoifich Domim. The Gemara is Medama, Malvim Pnei Chaveh Barabim is similar to a Ritzeach. Similarly, the Gemara brings Noyachler La'odam La'hapalatzma L'seich Kivshon Eish V'al'yalum Pnei Chavei B'Rabim. It's better for a person to be mapple himself into a burning fire to burn himself rather than embarrass his friend B'Rabim. There's a machlikus in the Rishonim. What is the beer of this din? What is the halacha we're learning from this that Noyachler La'odam La'hapalatzma L'seich Kivshon Eish? And what is the reason for this halacha? Why is it that it's Noyachler La'odam La'hapalatzma L'seich Kivshon Eish? Why is it so chomer that the halacha should be Yehoig V'al'yavar? It's better for a person to kill himself rather than be malvim pnei chaveh b'rabim. Tosis in Saita and Daf Yirah Mebeis Divya Maschol Noach asks, we know the klal is that on Gimel Averis Chamuris it's Yehorik v'ayavar, and on the rest of the Torah it's Yavar v'al'yehorik. On the Gimel Averis Chamuris, on Gilai Raya Shvichas Domim and Avodah Zarah, the din is Yehorik v'ayavar. It's better for a person to get killed rather than be over the Issa. And in the rest of the Torah and Kol Torah Kula, the Aloch is v'chai b'hem, that a person should be better to be over an Issa rather than get killed. Fectosis, why don't we say there are four things that are heard by Yaber? In our Gemara, we have a fourth thing. Noyachler la'odam la'apalatzma l'sech kivshon eish. It's better for a person to get burnt by Yalm p'nechaveh b'rabim. So we should say there are four Yisurim that are heard by Yaber. Gilarayas avedazor and shvichas damim. And we have a fourth Isahab. Habonas p'nechaveh b'rabim is also Yehorik v'al'yavar. And Tosis answers that be'emes, this is a fourth Isur, which is Yehorik v'al'yavar. The Isur of Habonas ponim be'etzim is Yehorik v'al'yavar. On the only list, the Gimel Averis Chamuris, those are the Averis Hamfuroshis. We're only listing Averis that are Mefurish in the Torah. Gilarayas Shvichas Dam and Avedazora, all Averis Mefuroshis in the Torah, and therefore that's on the list of the Gimel Averis Chamuris, which are Yehorik V'al'yavar. The Issa of Halbonas of being Malbum Pnei Chaveh B'Rabim, that's not an Issa that's Mefurish in the Torah. There's no often an Issa which says that it's also to be Malbum Pnei Chaveh B'Rabim. So being that it's not a Mefurish Issa in the Torah, it's not on this list of the Gimel Averis Chamuris, but the Halacha still is, it's Yehorik V'al'yavar. It's the same halacha as the Gimel Averis Chavuris, a Malvim Pnei Chaveh B'Rabim, the halacha is Yehorik V'al'yavar. Rabbeinu Yonah in Sha'ar Tshuva, in Sha'ar Shlishi, Ois Kuf La'Mites, says the din of being Malvim Pnei Chaveh B'Rabim is Avak Ritzicha. Just like there's Issa to be Shefech Domim, there's Issa to kill his friend, being Malvim Pnei Chaveh B'Rabim is Avak from the Issa of Ritzicha. Being that the blood gets drained, like the Gemara Daf and Chesem and Bey said, it's also sumka v'osi chivra. The red, the blood in his face gets drained, and he turns pale. He turns white. That's considered the avaka v'tzicha, and therefore it's bechlal the isser v'tzicha. And therefore the halach is noyechle l'odnum l'hapalatzma l'sech kivshon eish. Just like on shvichas dam, we say tohavik v'ayavar. On avak v'tzicha, ming malbum pnei chaveh v'rabim, which is the me'en of this v'tzicha. In such a case, also the halach is tohavik v'ayavar. But according to Ben Yoyna, it's not shver tesis kasha. Because according to Ben Yonah, the Issa being Malbim Pnei Chaveh B'Rabim, which is Yehorik V'al'yavar, is Machmas this, that it's a Me'ein of Ritzicha. It's an Avak Ritzicha, and therefore the Halach is Yehorik V'al'yavar. So it's not Shfer, why don't we list our four Averis, which the Halach is Yehorik V'al'yavar, because Be'emes, this is not a fourth Issa, it's Bechlal this, that Shvichas Dam is Yehorik V'al'yavar. The Me'iri in Saita, and the Afira Mabez, and also in the Biskarab over there in Saita, they hold this that the Gemara says Noyachler La'odam L'hapal Atzmon L'sech Kivshon Eish is not a din. It's not a halacha that being Malbim Pnei Chaveh B'Rabim is a Yehorik V'al'yavar. The Gemara is saying it's a midas chasidus. It's better for a person to do such a thing to be Malbim Atzmon L'sech Kivshon Eish and not to Malbim Pnei Chaveh B'Rabim. But it's only a midas chasidus and it's not medina, and therefore it's not fair. Why don't we list this on the Yisurim of Yehorik V'al'yavar? Because Malbim Pnei Chaveh B'Rabim is not Yehorik V'al'yavar. Be'etzem in a medina, a person's allowed to be Malbim Pnei Chaveh B'Rabim in order to save himself. It's only a midas chasidus that it's mutav la'odim to be mapal atzmi l'sech kivshon eish nati mal p'nei chaveh b'rabim. But b'kitzur, we have three shittas now to explain the memory of our Gemara. Tosis holds that the issa of mal p'nei chaveh b'rabim is a din of Yehorik V'al'yavar by itself, and Tosis asks why is not on the list of the isur which are Yehorik V'al'yavar. Ben Yonah holds like Tosis that our Gemara is medina, it's aser mi mal p'nei chaveh b'rabim is Yehorik V'al'yavar. Only hold, it's not a fourth Issa, which is Yehorik V'al'yavar, it's Bechlal, the Issa of Ritzicha, it's an Avak Ritzicha, and therefore it's not Shfer, why don't we list a fourth Issa, which is Yehorik V'al'yavar? Then we said over the sheet of the Me'iri and the Biskarav and Saita, that this that we say, Noyechle L'Odin, to be Mapal Atma Seich Kivshon Eish, is not Medina, it's not Allah of Yehorik V'al'yavar, it's only Amidas Chasidus. If Shleim Zalman and Mincha Shleim Mechelek Aleph Simin Zayin discusses, what is the Allah to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save a person from becoming embarrassed by Rabbim? If Reuven is chasing after Shimon to be Malbanim Berabim, is it mutter for Levi to be Mechalal Shabbos in order to stop Reuven from embarrassing Shimon or not? Do we say just like Pikuach Nefesh is like a Shabbos, so too saving somebody from becoming embarrassed is limited to Pikuach Nefesh and it's mutter Lechalal Shabbos? Or it's dafka Pikuach Nefesh where a person is going to die, in such a case it's Lechalal Shabbos. But just saving a person from becoming embarrassed, it's not mutter Lechalal Shabbos alof. And Rav Shlomo Zalman explains the Chayr and Svarah should be mutter lachal Shabbos in order to save a person from becoming embarrassed. We find in our sugi that habonas pnei chavei b'rabim is more chomer than mitzicha. It's doicha afilu pikuach nefesh. It's noich le'adam lehapal atzman l'soich kivshon eish v'al yalbum pnei chavei b'rabim. We see it's more chomer than mitzicha. It's more chomer than pikuach nefesh. It's better for a person to get killed rather than embarrass his friend b'rabim. So we see saving a nefesh is less chomer than being malbum pnei chavei b'rabim. Imkain, if we find Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos, Kol Shekein, saving a person from becoming embarrassed should be Deicha Shabbos, and should Mutter Lechal Shabbos, not to Matzla a person from becoming embarrassed by Rabbin. If Shlomo Zalman is Masik, that Lechayr, there's no Raya, and Faket, it's also Lechal Shabbos in order to save his friend from becoming embarrassed by Rabbin. And he explains that the Gemara is a Havamino, it's also Lehatzel Atzmei B'mamon Chaveri. If Reuven is chasing after Shimon in order to kill him, and Shimon can use Levi's money in order to save himself from this that Reuven is chasing him. He wants to save his life by using Levi's money. The Gemara is a Havamina that it's also Lahatzel Atzmoy B'mamon Chaveri. The Gemara is Masik that it's Mutter, but we see there's a Havamina that a person can't use somebody else's money in order to save himself. And L'chayr, this is Pashit that it's also for Reuven to Mechal Shabbos in order to Matzel Shimon's Mamon. Even though we find Reuven's Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos, and Reuven's Pekuach Nefesh is not Deicha taking Shimon's Mamon. So l'chayy we should say, we see Shimon's moment is more chomer than Reuven's pekuach nefesh. So why didn't she mutter l'chal Shabbos in order to save Shimon's moment? That's pashat that Reuven cannot be mechal Shabbos in order to save Shimon's moment. Zoktiv Shlomo Zalman, the svara is, it's not the pshat that Shimon's moment is more chomer than Reuven's pekuach nefesh. Avada Reuven's pekuach nefesh is more chomer than Shimon's moment. And therefore Reuven's pekuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos, and Shimon's moment is not deicha Shabbos. Reuven cannot be mechal Shabbos in order to save Shimon's moment. This that there's a havmina that it's also lahatzel atzmoy b'mamon chaveri that Reuven cannot take Shimon's mamon in order to save himself is not the pshat that Shimon's mamon is more chomer than Reuven's nefesh. The pshat is that Reuven's isser of taking Shimon's mamon that's more chomer than pekuach nefesh. It's the isser of taking Shimon's mamon is more chomer than Reuven's pekuach nefesh. It's not the pshat that Shimon's mamon is more chomer than Reuven's nefesh. So memela, it's only in a case where it's also if Reuven to take Shimon's mamon. In such a case, it's more chomer than Reuven's pekuach nefesh. But in the case that Shimon's coming to a hefsid, Reuven cannot be mechal Shabbos to save Shimon's mamon. That's not the isser of Reuven's taking Shimon's mamon. That's just Shimon's mamon itself. And Shimon's mamon itself is not more chomer than pikuach nefesh. Therefore, Reuven cannot be mechal Shabbos in order to save Shimon's mamon. Memeila, who adin when it comes to malbim pnei chavei b'rabim, it's not the pshat that Reuven becoming embarrassed is more chomer than pikuach nefesh. And being that it's more chomer than pikuach nefesh, it's shimutah chalachal Shabbos olav. The issa of being malbim pnei chavei b'rabim is more chomer than pikuach nefesh. Therefore, it's yehorig val yavar. It's better for a person to get killed than for him to be over the issa of embarrassing his friend. But it's not the pshat that the malbim pnei chavei b'rabim, the getting embarrassed itself, is more chomer than pikuach nefesh. So therefore, even though it's mutter l'chal Shabbos, in order to save somebody's nefesh, that's because the nefesh is more chomer than Shabbos. But a person becoming embarrassed is not more chomer than chil Shabbos, therefore one cannot be mechal Shabbos in order to save somebody from becoming embarrassed by Rabbim. It's only when one is faced with a choice of being malm p'nei chavei b'rabim or losing his nefesh, over there the issa of being malm p'nei chavei b'rabim is more chomer than pikuach nefesh, and therefore the halacha is yorig v'al yavar. But avada, it's also l'chal Shabbos in order to matzel his friend from becoming embarrassed by Rabbim. The Gemara continues to explain Noyech le'adam she'yapal atzmei l'seich kivshon eish v'al yalbim p'nei chavei b'rabim. Zok the Gemara menolei wisdom. A call for this mitamar. We learn this out from the parsha of Yehuda v'samar. Tamar was mezana and she became mulberish. V'ayugad Yehuda lema zonza tamar kalasecha. They told Yehuda that Tamar was mezana v'gam hine horol is nunim. And Yehuda paskin being that Tamar was mezana hitziyua v'sisar if she has a chi of sreifa. She was being taken out to be burnt and she sent a message to Yehuda that lemia she'ela lo yanoichi hara, whoever owns this chesemes psilim and mata which belong to Yehuda, the isha she'ela lo yanoichi hara, that's who the boil is, being that Yehuda is the boil and therefore was not a meisas nus and she's not mechuyev sreifa. But Tamar only sent a message to Yehuda b'remiza. She did not say b'feirish that Yehuda is the boil and therefore embarrassed Yehuda, and aiday this she would save herself. So we see it's mutav losh that she should mapple herself into a kivshon eish rather than embarrass Yehuda. From there the Gemara learns noyach le'la adam she'yapal atzmi l'seich kivshon eish. The Ma'amshif in Ksubos and Dav Samach Zayin asks, what's the raya from the Maisa of Yehuda v'Somer that it's noyech loy to a person to be mapalat v'nesech kivshon eish? Maybe this that Tamar sent the message to Yehuda b'Remiza was only the first try. She was sending the message to Yehuda that he's the boil, and if Yehuda is moided, then she will not have to embarrass Yehuda and say that he's the boil. But if Yehuda would not be moided, then she would say b'feirush that he's the boil in order to save herself. So what's the raya that l'maisa it's better for a person to be mapalat v'nesech kivshon eish? Maybe it's kedai to try another eitzah rather than embarrass somebody. But if the Eitzah doesn't work, then Tamar would have actually embarrassed you in order to save herself. What's the raya to Neuchel Adam Shiapal Atzma Seich Kivshan Eish? And the Ma'amshif answer is being that Tamar sent the Chaysemis, the Psila and the Mate. But Emes, if Tamar says that Yehuda is the boil, nobody's going to believe her, and the Psak will still remain that Tamar is Chayiv Sreifo. It's only because she has a raya brua, she has the Chaysemis, the Psilim, and the Mate, she has Simonim of Yehuda, things that belong to Yehuda, that was the raya that Yehuda is the boil, and Emes Naznus, that she's not Chayiv Sreifo. But she sent the simonim as the remes to Yehuda. She sent the raya that she has to Yehuda b'remiza to say l'miya she'ela loy anoichi hara. So being that she sent away the remes, at this point, if she would say that Yehuda is the boil, nobody would believe her and she would still be mechuyev seifa. So therefore, the Gemara is a raya noichi la'odim she'yapal atzma seich kivshon eish. It was better for her to send away the raya in order to give a remes to Yehuda that maybe it'll be moida, rather than embarrass Yehuda in public, we mal p'nechavei b'rabim, and therefore the Gemara is a raya to learn out all over that it's noich lehapal atzma seich kivshon eish rather than be mal p'nechavei b'rabim. The Aruch Haner in Shaila Teshuvos Binyan Tzion and Siman Kuf Ayin Vav answers the kasha from the Ma'amshif. He says that there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in our sugya. What is the drasha from Tamar? Rashi explains he mutzes she was being taken out. V'yishulchal chamir lemos. Like Rashi, afapi shayim metzianoi. So even though the lashon mutzes is lashon of taking her out, even though they were taking her out to be burnt, afilu achi she only sent it to Yehuda b'Remiza and she didn't say b'feirish that he is the boil. Tosfos in the Ramaso the Chsiv he mutzes says that explains b'loy aleph that we dashim v'yimutzes without the aleph she was being burnt. We don't say he mutzes like Rashi lashon she ayim metzianoi so lashon of taking out. Only she mutzes without the aleph lashon vayotzes eish betzion. She was being burnt, and then she sent the message to Yehuda l'miya she'ela loy anoichi hara. So, fact Aruch Haner, why is it that Tosfos is chaylik and Rashi? Rashi explained the pashas of the pasuk. The pasuk has an aleph. The afal pishayim betzion is a mutzes miloshen haitza. Why is it that Tosfos is chaylik and says we darshin mutzes without the aleph? We darshin mutzes miloshen vayotzes eish betzion that she was actually being burnt. So, fact Aruch Haner, Tosfos is coming to answer the kash of the Ma'am Shif. If it would just be he mutzes like Rashi that they were taking her out, there wouldn't be any raya that in Snoich le Adam Shiapal Atzma Seich Kivshon Eish. Because it's possible that Tamar was first sending the message b'remiza, and if Yehuda wouldn't be moida based on this that she sent the message b'remiza, she would say b'feirish that Yehuda is the boil in order to save herself from being burnt. It's only because we dashni mutzes without the aleph, we dashni mutzes miloshin vayotzes eish betzion, she was actually being burnt, so there was no time. If even if Yehuda would not be moida, she would already be burnt. She would not have time to say that Yehuda is the boil. Tosfos is answering the kash of the Ma'am Shif. We can't say that Tamar was only planning on sending b'remiza, and if Yehuda is not moida, she would say b'feirish, because she was already being burnt up. So memela, being that we dashni mutzes without the aleph, that she's being burnt, therefore, the Gemara is a raya and noich le l'odim shi'apalatz melisoich kivshon eish val yalm p'nei chavei b'rabim. And the etzem limud of the Gemara from Tamar that noich le l'odim shi'apalatz melisoich kivshon eish val yalm p'nei chavei b'rabim, there's a hor from the achroinim, there's a machlokes of rishonim b'mokim that one is not mitzuvah to be moisa nafshay and the halacha is yava v'al yehorig. Is it mutter for a person to be moisa nafshay? Do we say the halacha yava v'al yehorig is a chiyav that one has to be over in Isser in order to be matzal himself? Or do we say yava v'al yehorig is a rishus? If one wants, he can be moisa nafshay in order not to be over in Isser, just the halacha is he could be yava v'al yehorig, he's allowed to be over the Isser in order to save himself. The achroinim have a machlokes, what is the halacha by a guy? The Prashas Drachim holds that by a guy, Lekula Yalma or Benayach is mutter limsar atzma in order not to be over in Isser. Even though by Yisrael it's machlikis or Rishonim, what's the halacha about being moisa nefesh in order to save himself from an Isser that the halacha is yava val yehorig? By a Benayach, Lekula Yalma or Benayach is mutter limsar atzma lemisa rather than be over in Isser. And he's been chaylik on the Marimat. The Marimat holds that it's also for Benayach, Lekula Yalma, Limsar Atzmei Lemisa, Kedei Lahatz Latzmei from an Isser, even though by Yisrael it's a Machlekes Rishonim, the opposite of the Prashas Drachim, by Benayach, Lekula Yalma, it's also Limsar Nafshay. A Benayach is not allowed to be Moisa Nefesh in order to save himself from an Isser. He's Mechuyiv to be over in the Isser in order to save his life. The Zichin Shmuel and Simon Samache brings a riot to the precious Jochum from our Sugya. He asks, how could the Gemara tell us, Noichler the Odom, Shiapal Atzma, Sechivshon Eish, Valyam Panechavei Barabim? Rabbi Nyan explains this Gemara, this that we say, Malm Panechavei Barabim is Yahorik Valyavar, is because it's an Avak of Ritzicha, it's a Me'enu Shvichas Dom, and just like by Shvichas Dom, it's Yahorik Valyavar, so too Malm Panechavei Barabim is Yahorik Valyavar. Factor Shmuel, the Gemara darshins this that Shvichas Dom is Yahorik Valyavar, is because my Chosis, the Dom Chosumik Tvei Midam Chavirecho. Why should you assume your nefesh is more important than his nefesh? It's a svara. Why should you assume you're more important than he is? How could you kill somebody else in order to save your nefesh? My chaz is that you're more important than he is. But that's only a svara when it comes to shvichas damim. When it comes to malam panechavei b'rabim, there is no svara of my chaz is. We can't say that my chaz is, your nefesh is more important than his nefesh. We're not dealing with two nefeshes. We're dealing with one person's nefesh and somebody else's malam panechavei b'rabim. So there is no svav in my chazis, so mechetesi when it comes to navak v'tzicha, mam p'nechavei b'riabim, which is a navak v'tzicha, why should the halacha be yahorik v'al-yavar? Being that the entire halacha of yahorik v'al-yavar is only because of my chazis. And when it comes to mam p'nechavei b'riabim, we don't have the my chazis, because we're not dealing with a nefesh and a nefesh. So the halacha should not be yahorik v'al-yavar. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that this, that mam p'nechavei b'riabim is yahorik v'al-yavar, is because of navak v'tzicha and it's doing with the shvichas dam. Reb Shmuel answers, "Al korchach Reb Nyan holds like the Kesef Mishnah and Perakei Milchus Yisaydi Atayra. This that we say Mitzicha is Yehorik Valyaver because my chazus the dom chasamik me dam chaviyecha is not the only reason why Mitzicha is Yehorik Valyaver. But emes this that Shvichas dom is Yehorik Valyaver is Kabbalah Yisur Biyadim. There is a Mitzayra that Shvichas dom is Yehorik Valyaver. The Gemara is just giving a reason and a svara to why is it this that Shvichas dom is Yehorik Valyaver because of the my chazus." But it's not only in cases where we have Maichazis that we say Ritzichos Yahorik Vayavar. Even if there will be cases by Shvichas Domim that there is no Svara of Maichazis, the Dom Chosamik Tvei Midam Chavirecha, Afilu Achin, in such a case also Shvichas Domim is Yahorik Vayavar. There's a Messiah and a Kabbalah Yisr B'yodom that the Isser Ritzichos Yahorik Vayavar. So therefore, Zakta Ben Yayna, Afilu by Malm Pnei Chavir B'Rabim also, which is Navaka Ritzicha, even though we don't have the Svara of Maichazis, Afilu Achin, in such a case, the Halacha would be Yehorik v'ayavar, even without the Maichazis, Kabbalah Yisur B'yadim, anything that's Navaka v'tzicha, which Hashayich is to v'tzicha, the Halacha is Yehorik v'ayavar, and therefore, even though we don't have Maichazis, still, the Halacha is Yehorik v'ayavar. In fact, of Shmuel, this is only by Yisrael. By Yisrael, we can say there's a Messiah and a Kabbalah Yisur B'yadim that Shvichas Dom is Yehorik v'ayavar, but Klapi Benoich, we don't have such a Kabbalah Yisur B'yadim, they don't have this Atayish Shabbal Peh, a Messiah that Shvichas Dom is Yehorik v'ayavar. By Ben Noach, this that we say Shvichas Dom is Yehorik v'ayavar could only be out of the Maichazis. And if it came by a Ben Noach, it would only be in cases where I have a svara of the Maichazis. But in the case of Malbim Pnei Chavei B'Rabim, where I don't have the Maichazis, l'choyer by a Ben Noach, the halacha should not be Yehorik v'ayavar, the halacha should be Yavar v'ayehorik. So if it came it's shver, by Tomer, she was a Ben Noach. Tomer had the halacha of a Ben Noach. So in this case, why is the din Yehorik v'ayavar, and therefore Tomer was Moser Atzma L'misa, l'choyer if Tomer is a Ben Noach, and a Ben Noach does not have the halacha that Shvichas Dom is Yehorik v'ayavar because we don't have the svar of the Maichazis, so how is it that Tamar was Masa Nafshel Miso L'chayvi, she does not have this halacha of Yehorik v'ayavar? Our kocha, we have to say that Tamar was Hechmer al Atzma, Tamar was Moser Atzma L'miso, even though she's not Mitzvah, Hagam Tamar is not Mitzvah to Moser Nafshel, and she does not have the halacha of Yehorik v'ayavar, she was being Machmer on herself, and she was Moser Atzma L'miso rather than embarrass Yehuda. Zoktub Shmuel, it's a riot to the Mishnah Melech in Parashas Drachim that the Mishnah Melech says, a Ben Noach is Mutter Limtzer Atzma L'Misa. We see Tamar was Moiser Nafshe L'Misa, Afi without a Tzivoy, even though she wasn't Mechuyiv to. It's a riot to the Parashas Drachim that a Ben Noach is allowed to be Moiser Atzma L'Misa, Afi without a Tzivoy. If Shmuel is Mamshech to explain that it's still Shver, the Gemara learns out from Tamar, Noach Le'odim Shiapal Atzma L'Sech Kivshon Eish V'Yam Pnei Chevei B'Rabim. Toisus and Rabbi Yehuda explained this is a halacha of Yehorik v'ayavar. This is a dina, not a midas chasidus. How can we learn that from Tamar? This is the midina, the amalim pnei chavei b'rabim is Yehorik v'ayavar. If we are to explain that Tamar was a hichmer al atzma, and really midina, she did not have to be moysen nefesh, being that she's a ben noach, and only she was machmer al atzma to be moysen nefesh rather than embarrass Yehuda. How can we learn that from there the din that amalim pnei chavei b'rabim midina is Yehorik v'ayavar? Dr. Shmuel al Korchach, this that the Mishnah Melech says that Ben Noach is allowed to be Moiser Atzmei L'Misa, even though the Rishonim say by Yisrael, Yisrael cannot be Moiser Nafshe L'Misa, without a Tzivo, he's not allowed to be Moiser Nefesh, and the Halacha is Yavav Yehorik, he has to be over this in order to save himself. By Ben Noach is allowed to be Moiser Nafshe L'Misa, not be over an Isser, it's only by cases where the Yisrael is Mitzvah to be Moiser Nefesh, only a Ben Noach is not Mitzvah to be Moiser Nefesh. In such a case, the Ben Noach, if he wants, can be Moser Nefesh. He can make himself like a Yisrael and be Moser Nefesh rather than be Eiver and Issa. But in the case where Yisrael himself is not mitzvah to be meisa nefesh, and the halacha is by Yisrael, it's yava v'yehorig, then in such a case, the Mishnah Melech is moided to the marimat that a benech cannot be meisa nefesh, and he yava v'yehorig, he has to be over the iser in order to save himself. The Mele, the Gemara is arrived from Tamar. This that Tamar was hichmar al atzma, umasar atzma lemisa, akokach by Yisrael, the halacha is yehorig v'yavar. If the halacha would be by Yisrael, yava v'yehorig, then Tamar would not be allowed to be machmar al atzma and be meisa atzma lemisa. From this that Tamar was Moisa Atzma Lamisa is a raya that by Yisrael the Halacha is Yehorig Val Yavor. And therefore, even though by Benayach we don't say the Halacha is Yehorig Val Yavor, by Benayach he could be over the Issa in order to save himself. But a Benayach who wants to be Moisa Atzma Lamisa to make himself like Yisrael and be Moisa Atzma Lamisa in cases whereby Yisrael is Yehorig Val Yavor, a Benayach ki Moisa Nefesh. Therefore, being that the Halacha is by Yisrael is Yehorig Val Yavor, Tamar was allowed to be Moisa Nefesh. But if the din would be by Yisrael, there wouldn't be any such Halacha that a malbim panei chavei b'rabim is a hoig v'ayavar, then Tamar wouldn't be allowed to be moisa atzmi l'misa, even according to the Mishnah Melech, a benoich cannot be moisa atzmi l'misa, b'mokim that Yisrael is yavar v'ayaharik. The Gemara brings the maisa of Tanush al Achnoi. The Mishnah says, chotchu chulyos, if one cut up a Tanush al-Cheres into pieces, v'nosan chul bin chulyo l'chulyo, and he placed sand to reattach the pieces in between the pieces. Rebbe Elazar's metar, Rebbe Elazar holds his tanner no longer as the halacha of a kli cheres, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. Rebbe Elazar's metar, v'chacham metam, and the chacham hold that the tanner still has the halacha of a kli cheres, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. V'chacham metam, and they hold that this tanner could become tameh. And the Gemara tells us of the story. Tana ba'oisi ayayim heishir. Rebbe Elazar called tshuva shabayilam. Rebbe Elazar was meishiv to the chacham called tshuva shabayilam. Why he is correct that the tanner is tor and is not mekabel tumah. And the Chachamim were not mekabel these tainus of Rebbe Elazar. They held that the Tanner is tamei. Omar Rebbe Elazar, and he said, "Im halacha kemoisi charev ze yechiach. If the halacha is like me, the charev, the tree should be mechiach, and the nekar charev mimekoyme. The charev was nekar mimekoyme, and it jumped 100 amish to show that the halacha is like Rebbe Elazar. And the Chachamim still were not mekabel Rebbe Elazar's taina. Amuloi emevi in raya min acharev. We can't bring a raya from the tree." So Rebbe Elazar said, "The halacha can be seen. The amas ha'mayim yechichu. The stream should be mechiach. Chozu amas ha'mayim la'chayveim. The stream began to flow backwards to show that the halacha is like Rebbe Elazar. And the chachamim still went out makabel. They said, 'Ein mivi and raya mi amas ha'mayim.' Chozu v'amalam. He said, 'The halacha can be seen. The koisle beis hamedrash yechichu. The koisle beis hamedrash mechiach. That I am correct. And the koisle beis hamedrash began to fall down. And Amud of Yeshua, and he went over to the koisle beis hamedrash, and he said, 'Im tamid hachachamim menatzchim zeh emzeh ba'alocha. Tamid hachachamim are fighting and learning. Why are you getting involved?' And therefore, the koisle beis hamedrash did not fall down. If they koyed the show of Yeshua, v'lo yizakfu, they didn't go back up, standing straight up. If they koyed the show of Rebbe Elazar, and therefore they remained tilted, beginning to fall, but not actually falling. And Rebbe Elazar continued, he says that im halacha kemoisi min hashamayim mechichu, the min hashamayim they should be mechich, that I am correct that this tanner is tor. And it was a yotisa, a baskel, and the baskel said, malacham etzel Rebbe Elazar shahalacha kemoisi b'chol makim. What are you doing etzel Rebbe Elazar? The halacha is like Rebbe Elazar b'chol makim. And it was Amar de Yeshua Araglov, and he said, loy bashamayimi, we're not machriya from a baskel, it's loy bashamayimi, the Torah was knitted over to the Chachmei Yisrael, it's loy bashamayimi. And therefore, we don't listen to Abasko and Melo, we're still going to pass in this Tanner is Tamei. L'chayah, this Gemara is difficult to understand. Bishlam of the Chorv, the Chacham said that Ein Mevi and Raya Min Achorv, and the Amas Amayim, the Chacham said, Ein Mevi and Raya Min Amas Amayim, the Koisle Beis and Beis HaMedrash, also Ein Mevi and Raya Min Koisle Beis HaMedrash. But how could it be that Abasko should go out? L'chayah, the Abasko is a Kof Makadosh Baruch Hu. If the Abasko is going out and saying, Alokha Ke Rebbe Elazar, if the Alokha is Tak and not like Rebbe Elazar, because Loi Bashamayimi, and we are machriya like the rabbim, and therefore the halacha is that this tanner is tamei. How could a baskel go out and say that the halacha is like Rebbe Elazar, this tanner is tor? If the halacha is that this tanner is tamei, why is a baskel going out saying something that isn't true? The Shita Mekubetzes brings from Reb Nissen Goyin, he says two pshatim to explain how is it that a baskel went out and said that the halacha is like Rebbe Elazar, even though the halacha is yachid rabbim, the halacha is like the rabbim and not like Rebbe Elazar. The first pshat Reb Nissen Goyin says is that the baskel did not say that in this case we pass like Rebbe Elazar. The baskel spoke in general terms. The baskel said, "Malacha itzel Rebbe Elazar, the halacha is Rebbe Elazar b'chol makom." The baskel was saying a general rule that we pass him like Rebbe Elazar b'chol makom. But it could be in specific cases. There could be an exception to the rule. It's not that the baskel is speaking a sheker. If in this case we don't pass him like Rebbe Elazar, the general rule is that halacha Rebbe Elazar b'chol makom. But if in this specific instance we don't pass him like Rebbe Elazar, it's still not a steer to the baskel, and therefore the chacham did not listen to the baskel, and they said, "Yachud rabim alochik rabim v'loy bashemayimi." We don't have to be machriya like the baskel, and the baskel is still not speaking a sheker, and therefore they pass him like the rabim that this tanner is tamei. The second mahalach brought by Rav Nissen Goyen is that this baskel went out was a test, just like we find as a parashah in the Torah of a Navi Sheker. And the pasuk says, if the Navi Sheker brings the isum moifus min hashamayim, he brings the isum moifus to show that he's correct. And he tells the people to do averis, upon should not listen to Agam that he brought the isum moifus. And the pasuk says, ki menasa Hashem eschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing you. This Navi is coming to being an ois and a moifus. This that he's able to make an ois and a moifus is a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see if you will listen. And therefore, we don't listen to this that the Navi Sheker brought an ois and a moifus. Dr. Nissen Goyen, who I didn't over here, the baskel went out min HaShemayim to say Halachik Rabbi Elazar was HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the Chachmei Yisrael a test. Will they listen to the baskel, or will they say that being that the Halach is Yachad Rabbim, Halachik Rabbim, they should still pass on Halachik Rabbim? And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua said, "Loi b'ashamayim, we don't paskin b'asar baskel, we paskin like the Rav Chach Miyisrael, and being that Yachad Rabbim Alochik Rabbim, therefore we still paskin like the Rabbim, afilu if a baskel went out. And even though the baskel said Alochik Rabbi Lezer, the baskel only went out to be in order to test them. It's not the baskel was saying in emissa that the Alochik has to be like Rabbi Lezer." And Rav Nissen Goyim explains this, that we say, "Loi b'ashamayim, is because Torah Hashem is Tamimah. When the Torah was knitted over to the Yidden, it was given over complete in a form that we shall not need any other Nesinas afterwards. The Nesinas at Torah B'Shas Maimed Asina was given over in a oifen that there will not be required any clarification at a further time. It was given over in a way that the Chachmei Yisrael can machuya all sveikis and decide all sveikis and come the day maskanas in every sugya, and they will not need any further Nesinas. Was given over Tamimah, was given over complete, and therefore Yeshua said that it can't be a baskel will have to machuya for us. The Torah Hashem is Tamima, the Chachmei Yisrael could be Machriya Mineyu Bey from the Torah that were given from Sinai, and therefore, the being that the Chachmei Yisrael held this Tanner is Tamei, the Psak is that this Tanner is Tamei. There's a third Mahalach in the Shita Mekubetzes from Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel brings a Yesh Oimim that this entire Maisa was one of the Chachom, B'Shas the Medrash, was Misnamnim, he dozed off. And B'Shas he was Misnamnim at this Medrash, he was Roh B'Chaloim this entire story. And he saw in his chalim that there was a machlokes Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim. And this entire story, how Rebbe Elazar would arrive from the Chorav and Amas Amayim and the Kaisle Beis HaMedrash, and this time Yeshua was aimed to connect them, Paskin Leib HaShemayim. But it wasn't Be'emes that the story happened, it was all a chelik of his chalim. And at that time, the Chachamim were usually Seimach on chalimis, they held that the chalimis were Korav Lunavua. And when one of the Chachamim saw that a chalim, they looked at the chalim as Korav Lunavua, and they usually followed after the chalim. But over here, being that Leib HaShemayim, being that the Halacha goes Basa the Rabbim, and Yachad Rabbim, Halacha Rabbim, they were Toile, that there are times that Chalimis Shav Yidaberu, there are times that people have Chalimis, that there are things that aren't true in the Chalim, and therefore they weren't Machriya like the Chalim, being that the Rabbim was being Machriya that it's Tameh, even though Rabbi Lezel do his Tar, and in the Chalim, the Baskel was Machriya, it's Tameh, but they were Samech, the Chalimis Shav Yidaberu, and they went after Achri Rabbim Hadis, which is the Halacha of Yachad Rabbim, Halacha Rabbim, and they passed like the Rabbim that this Tana is Tameh. There is a well-known mahalach to answer this kasha. How is it that the baskel went out and said the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar and the chachmei saw machriya that be'emes the halacha is like the rabbim and the tanner is tamei? The Ktzos HaChoshen in his akdama brings from the Joshua Saran. He is coming to explain the Gemara in Asichas HaPoelim. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi was Yosef Aguzoi the Dikle. He was sitting under the tree and he was learning the sugyo of whether or not a suffix nega is tamei or tar. What is the halacha of a suffix by a nega? Is it tar or tamei? And he heard that in Mesifta de Rekia, they were discussing the same Shaila, what is the Allah of a Safik Nega? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that a Safik Nega is Torah, and the Mesifta de Rekia said that a Safik Nega is Tomei. And he heard that they said, Mi Achriya Hu Bim Achriya, whether or not the Safik Nega is Tomei or Torah, Rabbi Ban Achmini Hu Bim Achriya, because he is a Yachid Ba'oilis. In fact, Iran, how is it that the Mesifta, the Neshamas of Mesifta de Rekia, that a Masik, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds, and Safik Nega is Torah, and Afilu Hochi, they can hold the Safik Nega is Tomei? If we're able to be masik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds this Safik Nega is Torah, and the Allah is that it's Torah, then the Emes is that this Safik Nega is Torah. So how is it that the B'nai Mesifta de Rekia could still be Machriya and hold that a Safik Nega is Tameh if they know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds a Safik Nega is Torah? And the Ran explains, being that the Torah was Nimsar to Klai Yisrael Beshras Maimed HaSinai, and it was Nimsar over to the Chachmei Yisrael, and the Chachmei Yisrael HaBekoichem to Machriya with the Seichel HaAnushi Kefi Seichel what the Halacha is, and the Halacha goes Basa what the Seichel HaAnushi is Masik. Therefore, these Chachamim held, being that even though the Emes is that the Halacha is Safik Nega really is Tar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds in this case that Safik Nega is Tar, being that Kefi Seichelom that they were Zeichel B'Chayeyim, they have now the Seichel that they were Zeichel B'Chayeyim through the Limud HaTorah B'Chayeyim, and they held Kefi Seichelom B'Chayeyim that a Safik Nega should be Tameh. Therefore, they're being machriya the seichel anushi is mechayiv. The svara is that a suffik nega is tameh and not tar. And even though the emes is that a suffik nega is tar, being that the seichel anushi is mechayiv, in Svara to say a Safik Nega is Tomei. The halacha is Nifsak that a Safik Nega is Tomei. The Torah was Nimsen over to the Chachmi Yisrael, was given over to Klai Yisrael. And now the halacha is Kefi, the way the Seichel HaAnushi is Mechayiv, the way the Seichel HaAnushi holds. And being that they held in Svara that a Safik Nega is Tomei, that they passing that the Safik Nega is Tomei. And therefore, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu held to his Torah, they still passing to his Tomei. Until Rabbi Ban Achmeni is a Yachid Ba'olus, he was the Baki and the Mumcha in Oilus. And he is machriya that not only Seichel Anushi can be masik more than what they were masik. This that they weren't masik that the Safik Nega should be tar, that they didn't hold in Svara that a Safik Nega should be tar, wasn't because Seichel Anushi comes out in the maskana that a Safik Nega is tame. It was because of their srashless. This that they were in the srashal, they were somewhat lazy bechayim in their learning, and they weren't zeichet to come to that really a person could be zeichet to understand that a Safik Nega is tar. And Rabbi Ban Achmeni was zeichet to understand that a Safik Nega is tar, and therefore he said he was machriya a Safik Nega is tar. He understood kefi svara, sorry, that he was able to understand min asvara a Safik Nega is tar, and therefore he was machriya that a Safik, the a Seichel HaAnushi is able to masik this and svara that a Safik Nega is tar, and therefore the psak is a Safik Nega is tar. Zokteran, who had been in our Gemara by the Machlikas to Rebbe Elazar and the Chacham, the Baskel was machriya that the emes is like Rebbe Elazar. And the emes is that this Tana is tar, being that it was reattached together with choyl, this choyl in between the chatichas of cheres. Therefore, this Tana does not have a halacha of a Tana shal cheres, and it's really tar. But being that the Chachmi Yisrael b'svara sum held that the Tana is tamei, so even though they knew that the fiya emes, the Baskel was yotzam and hashemayim that this Tana is tar, but because the Seichel HaAnushi couldn't be masik the svara that this Tana should be tar, and they were only masik to say this Tana is tamei, that's what they held in svara the psak should be. The halacha is that the Torah was nimsa to Chachmi Yisrael, and whatever is kefis for our son, that is the halacha. And therefore, the psak is achri rabbim lahatis, we go back to the rabbim of the Chachmi Yisrael, and being that kefis for our son, this Tana is tamei, they paskin this Tana is tamei. Hagam the Baskel was out to Minashemayim, and we asked originally, how could a Baskel go out to Minashemayim and say that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar if we paskin like the Rav and the rabbim paskin at this Tana is tamei? The Baskel was out to Minashemayim that kefiya emes the Tana is tar, and Rabbi Elazar is correct. But being that the Torah was nimsa to Bnei Adam, and in Svaras Bnei Adam, Rav Chachmi Yisrael held in Svar, this Tana should be Tomei, the halacha is nifsa kemoisim, and therefore this Tana is Tomei. Al Koponim, to be kitzit, to summarize, we have four mahachim in explaining how is it that a Basko was Yotzim in the Shemayim and said halacha kabalaza, if the halacha is like the Rabbim and the Chachmi Yisrael are pasking this Tana is Tomei, how could they pasking connected what the Basko says the emes is, that the Tana is tar? How could a Basko go out and say the halacha is kabalaza if the halacha is like the Rabbim? So we set up with the two mahalchim from Rav Nissen Goyin. The first mahalach was that the Tana spoke in the Baskel spoke in a general term. He said halacha kabbalaza b'chol makom. He said a general rule that we always pass like kabbalaza, but it didn't talk specifically to this case. And therefore, the Chachmi Yisrael was still able to machriya like the Rabbim and say that this is an exception to the rule. And over here, we don't pass like kabbalaza, but still would not be making the Baskel into a sheker. The Baskel was just saying a general rule that halacha kabbalaza b'chol makom. The second mahalach was that it was a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we find by Navi Shekhar, being Zo'is V'ar Moifes, the Pasuk tells us that the Yidden should not listen, Ki Menasa Hashem Eschon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing you, and he's allowing the Navi Shekhar to bring Zo'is V'ar Moifes, but it's only a test. So too over here, the Baskel was Yotam Neshamayim as a test to the Chachmi Yisrael, to see if they were still passing the Basra the Rabbim, or would they listen to the Baskel. And therefore, if Yeshua said, Leib HaShemayim, we don't pass like the Baskel, we still pass like the Rabbim. And through this, they were aiming with this Nisayin that the Baskel was Yotzen to test them whether or not they were still passing like the Rabbim, or will they be chosen to pass like Rabbi Elazar. The third mouth we said over was from Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that the entire story did not really happen. He brings it that one of the Chacham, the Shas, this Machlikas, was Misnamnim, he dozed off. And it was Rav Bachalim, this entire story, that the Chorv Shemechiach and Amas Amayim was Mechiach and the Christ of Beisam Edish Shemechiach. And he saw in his Chalim that the Baskel went out to say Lachan Kabbalah, and he saw Rabbi Yeshua say Leib HaShemayim. So being that it was all Bachalim, therefore the Chacham would tell, even though normally they were saying on these Chalimis and they held they were Chorv L'Nevuah, but over here they said Chalim is Shavi Daberu, and they don't have to pass like a Chalim, being that the Rabbim are saying it's Tamei, Achri Rabbim Lahatois, and they're not going to be saying on the Chalim. Over here they were tell that this Chalim was Shavi Daberu. We then said over the well-known mahalach from the Joshua Saran, it's brought in the Ktos HaChoshen in his Akdomo, that Torah was nimsa b'shas maimed ha-sinit to the Chachmi Yisot ma'achriya kefi the Seichel HaAnushi. The Ran's explaining the Gemara by Rabbi Ban Achmeni, there was machloikus in Mesifta de Rekia for Safik Nega is Tomei or Tor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's Tor, and the Mesifta de Rekia, the Bezdin Shamayla Paskin, it's Tomei. In fact, the Ran, how could the Bezdin Shamayla Paskin not like what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? Zokteran, that the emes is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying it's tar, the emes is that it's tar. Only Torah is nimsat to seichel anushi to machriya. What is the halacha? And if seichel anushi is not masik the svara that the suffix nega is tar, and the seichel anushi holds that the suffix nega is tami, the halacha is that it's tami. And therefore, the bezin shalmaila kifi what they learned bechayim, kifi what they were masik bechayim, they held that the seichel anushi is mechayiv and svara to say a suffix nega is tami. And therefore, they passed in suffix nega is tami. Until Rabbi Ben Achmeni was machriya that he was able to be masik and svar that a suffik nega is tar, and he understood and svar that a suffik nega should be tar, and therefore he was machriya a suffik nega is tar, and therefore the Bezen Shamayla was then machriya like a Kaddish Baruch Hu that a suffik nega is tar. But the Ran is being miyasit to us that agam the emes is that the halacha should be tar. If the seichel anushi cannot be masik the svar that this suffik nega is tar, the Torah was limsun over to Das Bnei Adam, and whatever Das Bnei Adam holding svar, the halacha is like what Das Bnei Adam can be masik. And if the Das Bnei Adam cannot be masik suffik nega is tar, they pass in suffik nega is tami. So the Ran who did in our Gemara the machlokes the Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, Abasko went out to say the halacha is Rabbi Elazar because the emes is like Rabbi Elazar. But being that Das Bnei Adam cannot be masik the svar of why this Tana should be tar, and that the Chachmi Reiv Chachmi Yisrael held that this Tana should be tami, therefore the psak is the way Reiv Chachmi Yisrael machriya. And therefore, if Reiv Chachmi Yisrael machriya that the Tana is tami, the halacha is the Tana is tami, but it's not a stira to the Baskel. The Baskel went out kefi before the Chachmi Yisrael came to a psak, and the Baskel was yotza and said that the halacha is Rabbi Elazar b'chamaka, and the emes is like Rabbi Elazar. But being that the Reiv Chachmi Yisrael b'svarosnim held the Tana is tami, the psak now is, and that's the halacha that the Tana is tami, being the Torah was nimsa over to Das Bnei Adam. The Gemara continues with the Maisa of Tana Shal Achnoi. Rabbi Elazar held this Tana was Tar, and the Chachamim Paskin that this Tana was Tamei. Rabbi Elazar was continuing to hold with the Shita that this Tana was Tar. Therefore, they brought all the Tairi Shetia Rabbi Elazar, everything Rabbi Elazar Paskin is Tar, and the Chachamim now held that this Tana was Tamei, and therefore anything that touched this Tana was Tamei. Visarfim, they went and burnt all the Tairis that Rabbi Elazar Paskin was Tar. And they were nimnu alav. They sat there and she was bezin, and they put Rabbi Elazar into chayim. Being that Rabbi Elazar was continuing to hold that this tana is tar, they put Rabbi Elazar into chayim. The shaila is why is it Rabbi Elazar continuing to hold this that the tana is tar? Rabbi Elazar also knows that the halacha is achri rabim lahates. We passing like the rabim. So even though Rabbi Elazar held this tana is tar, why wasn't Rabbi Elazar machni himself to the rabim? Why didn't he also say achri rabim lahates and passing like the rabim that this tana is tar? Why did he continue to hold like a shita that this tana is tar? Until the Chacham had to put him into a chayim. The Rishalmi Moed Kotten on Daf Yiram Midbeis asked this question, does Rabbi Elazar not know that the halacha is achri rabim lahatois? And the Rishalmi answers Dvorim Stumim, lehikbid elayi desha sarfu tairesa befanav. The Elazar was only makbid on this, that they were sarfu the tairis befanav. They went in front of him and burnt the tairis that he paskin that were tar, and they went and burnt it in front of him, and therefore Rabbi Elazar was makbid. And the Yerushalmi is Sosim, how is it answering its question? Lesher Belazar Yoda, the Achir Abim Lahatis. Belazar knows that Allah is Achir Abim Lahatis. So, how is the Yerushalmi answering this question by saying that his Kpeda was on this that they burnt the Tyrus Befanov? The Kabinade is Mazbud Yerushalmi that Belazar was Choshish, being that they burnt the Tyrus Befanov. They came to bother him. He held that they weren't really being Mechavim Neshem Shemayim, and this that they argued on him. Being that they came Befanov to burn it, he held that they were coming Lach Isai, they were coming to chaper him, they were coming to bother him, and it was Choshish that they weren't being Mechavim L'Shem Shemayim. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar was like Choshash L'minyanim, he wasn't Choshish for the Psak, he didn't hold him to be a Rabbim. Being that he held the Kavanah was Shalei L'Shem Shemayim, because they came and burnt it Befanov, he held they were coming to bother him, so therefore he wasn't Choshish for the Psak, and he held he could still argue, and they do not have a Lach of a Rabbim, being that the Kavanah was Shalei L'Shem Shemayim. The Meir Simcha in his Agos on the Yerushalmi brings this carbon aid. He says the Pshat is Dachuk that Rabbi Elazar should be Choshish these Tanoim Akdoshim that the Kavanah Shalei L'Shem Shemayim because they were sorry for the fun of the Tyrus, therefore they should lose the Halacha of a Rabbim. He held it's a big Dachuk to say that Rabbi Elazar should be Choshish these Kedoshim, these Tanoim that they were the Kavanah was Shalei L'Shem Shemayim and therefore they would not have a Halacha of a Rabbim. The Meir Simcha is masber the territory of the Yerushalmi that Rabbi Elazar is also maskim that the halacha is like the rabbim and therefore this Tana has the halacha of tamei. But Rabbi Elazar held that he was mekabel from his rebbeim, he was mekabel from a rabbim that this Tana is tar. And being that he was mekabel from a rabbim for himself, he could still paskin this Tana is tar. He himself, he knows that there was a rabbim that held like him. He was mekabel from a rabbim of rebbeim. From his mesorah was that this Tana is tar, and therefore he could continue to paskin this Tana is tar. Although Rabbi Elazar knows that from now on the halacha will be for anybody else, being that they only know this halacha from Rabbi Elazar, and there is no rabbin that holds like Rabbi Elazar, therefore any other person who comes now has to pass like the rabbin that this Tana is tamei. But he himself could pass in this Tana is tar. And therefore Rabbi Elazar continued to be noyig for himself that this Tana is Torah, because by Klapa himself it wasn't Yachad Rabbim. He was Mekabel from a Rabbim. He has a Messiah from a Rabbim, from his Rebbeim, that this Tana is Torah. And therefore he could continue to paskin that this Tana is Torah, even though now there's a Rabbim in Chol Kamalov, because he held those Rabbim for Rabbim. Mashenkin, anybody else coming now, it has Allah of Yachad Rabbim, and Rabbi Elazar is also masking it that they should be noyig this Tana is Tamei. But when the Chachmei Yisrael came and they were served the Tairi Shatir Rabbi Elazar for himself, Bifonov, they came in front of him and took the Tairis that he was Matar and they burnt it, Rabbi Elazar was makbid on that, because Rabbi Elazar held for himself, he could hold that it's tar. Klapi himself, it doesn't have Allah Yachad Rabbim. Klapi himself, it has Allah of Rabbim for Rabbim. And therefore, when the Chacham put him in Chayim, because the Belazar was continuing to paskin for himself that this Tana is Torah, and the Chacham held that this will bring a Michshol, if a Belazar will paskin for himself this Tana is Torah, it will bring about a Michshol, and therefore they felt they had to put Belazar in Chayim. But Belazar himself, even though he knew that Allah is Achir Rabbim Lahatis, he held for himself, he could still paskin this Tana is Torah, being that he had a Messiah from a Rabbim, he had a Kabbalah from a Rabbim, it does not have Allah of Klapi himself, of Yachad Rabbim, it has Allah of Rabbim for Rabbim, and therefore he could continue to be knowing that this Tana is Torah. The Gemara is mamshich with the Maisa of Tana Shal Achnoi. The Chacham and Paskin, being the Rabbi Elazar, was still holding that the Tana was Tar, and Rav Chachmi saw Paskin, the Tana was Tamer. They had to put Rabbi Elazar into Chayim. And they sent Rabbi Akiva to Medea to Rabbi Elazar that he's put into Chayim. And Rabbi Elazar was noig the halachas of a Chayim. He was Kar Abagadav, he ripped his clothes, he took off his shoes, and he sat on the floor. And the Gemara tells us it was Zolgu Ein of Dmoy. His eyes began to tear, and he was crying. And I day these tears of Rabbi Elazar was laka oilam, the world was hit with a makkah, shlish bezesim, shlish bechitim, and shlish besayim. And some say a botzik biada isha, a dough that was in the hands of an isha spoiled due to this crazy that Rabbi Elazar had, he was zolgu ein of dmois on this that he was put into chayim. And the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Gamliel was being baba sfina, and a wave came to drown him as an oinish for this that he put Rabbi Elazar into chayim. And Rabbi Gamliel was amar aragliv, he said, Rabbi Nishalim, it's goliv yadul lefanecha, I didn't do this lechvaydi or lechvayd beis abba, only for kvayd shemayim, that it should not be mabim achlikis be Yisrael, and I did this that Rabbi Gamliel was inspired, this tefillah, the sea calmed down and the wave stopped trying to drown him. The Gemara tells us from that point on, Imo Sholim, the wife of Rabbi Elazar, was Rabbi Gamliel's sister. And after this story, she never let Rabbi Elazar say Tachnon to be neifol al apov to do nefilas apayim b'shas Tachnon, because she was scared if Rabbi Elazar will be neifol al apov, it'll bring a kitrug and hashemayim on Rabbi Gamliel, and chas v'shalom Rabbi Gamliel would die due to this that Rabbi Elazar was neifol al apov, and Rabbi Elazar has a kpeda on Rabbi Gamliel for this that he put him into chayim. And the Gemara tells us that one time that she thought it was Rish Chodesh, and she thought there was no Tachnon, and Ani came to the door, and she went to the door. At that point, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar was Nafal Apov, and she came back, she saw Rabbi Elazar being Nafal Apov, she knew that Rabbi Gamliel was going to be Nanash, and at that point a call went out that Rabbi Gamliel was maced, he died due to this Kepeda that Rabbi Elazar had on him, because he put Rabbi Elazar into Chayim. The Ritva in Asugya asks, Tmiya Milsa, how is it possible that Imasholim was loizoza yodeh from the yad of Belazar kol hayom? How could she never leave his side? How could she stop him from saying Tachnun? Was she loizoza yodeh mi yodeh kol hayom? Did she stand next to him the whole day and stop him from saying Tachnun? And the Ritva brings from his Rebbeim that Mikan they brought a raya, it's also lahafsik besicho bedvar machayim she'ene shotfidle between Shemen Esrei and Tachnun. It's also to be mafsik with talking or anything else that's not menyone shotfidle between Shmeina Esrei and Tachnun. And this is brought in the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf, in Arachayim Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, and it's Kepaskin in Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph, that it's also to be mafsik besich with Dvar Machayim between Shmeina Esrei and Tachnun, and the Makar is from our Sugya. The Gro in Shulchan Aruch explains, how does this answer the question, this that it's also lahafsik besich with Dvar Machayim between Shmeina Esrei and Tachnun, how does that answer, how did Imad Visu, the wife of Rabbi Elazar, stop him from saying Tachnun? That what she did was she was mafsikim between Shmona Esrei and Tachnun, and every day she would be mafsikim besicho dvar machayim to get him busy with something else between Shmona Esrei and Tachnun, and through this the Tachnun that Rabbi Elazar was nefal lapov did not have the same koyach, being that there was a hefsik besicho bedvar machayim between the Shmona Esrei and the Tachnun no longer had the same koyach that it would have had if he been nefal lapov immediately after Shmona Esrei, and being that the Tachnun did not have the same koyach, therefore Rabbi Gamliel was not nenash for the Kepeda of Rabbi Elazar on this that he put Rabbi Elazar into Chayim. The Chochma Shloim in his Pirush and Arachayim is Matcha the Raya of the Ritva from our Sugya that is also Lahafsik Besicha Ben Tfilo the Tachnun. And he says Rabbi Elazar was davening Biyachidus, Rabbi Elazar was in Chayim, he was not allowed to go into Shul, he was davening Biyachidus. And being that he was davening Biyachidus, he couldn't be Neifal Lapov. The only time he was able to be Neifal Lapov was Bishosh Atziba Mispalin. So the Visu, the Rabbi Elazar, Imasholim, came every day and she was Messiah, Rabbi Elazar, Tvar Machem. She stopped him from saying Tachna at the time that the Tzibu was saying Tachna. And once Rabbi Elazar cannot say Tachna at the time that the Tzibu was saying Tachna, he could no longer be Nefer Lapov. He didn't have a Sefer Torah in the room. And the only time he would be able to be Nefer Lapov is only Bishosh at Tzibu Mespalin. And once she stopped him from saying Tachna at the moment that the Tzibu was being saying Tachna, from that point on he couldn't be Nefer Lapov anymore. And therefore, he was not Mespalin in Filas Apayim. And Rabbi Gamliel was not Nenash due to his Kpeda. The Chachma Shlomo brings a second Dichi on the Raya. And he says, it's dafka b'shosh atzib mispalin that Rabbi Elazar Tachnan would have a koyach to bring an oynish onto Rabbi Gamliel. But being that she stopped him from saying Tachnan at the time that the tzib was mispalin and he was saying Tachnan at his own time, not b'shosh atzib mispalin, at that point his Tachnan did not have the same koyach, and his Tachnan would not be goyim a kpeda and a kitrig and a shemayim on Rabbi Gamliel, that he should be nanash for this, that he put Rabbi Elazar into chayim. The Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Katan Aleph is also Madche the Raya of the Ritva from our Sugya that it's also Lafsik Besicha between Shemen Esrei and Tachnon. The Magen Avraham brings the Tshuva Sari Vash that Ishtesh Rabbi Elazar Yisrael Lekachas Oysay B'dvarim, she would discuss with him other things Ad Shah Yishaykech Milipo until he forgot to be Neifal Alapov to say Tachnon. She would cause him every day to forget to say Tachnon. There's no Raya that it's also Lafsik Besicha because from the Maisa of Rabbi Elazar, because Ishtesh Rabbi Elazar would cause him every day to forget to say Tachnon. And I did this, she would save Rabbi Gamliel, and because the Nefilas Apayim of Rabbi Elazar would have caused the Kitchuk Menash Shemayim and Rabbi Gamliel. Remember, every day she was like, Kachas Oysa Ledvar Machayim, and I did this, he forgot to be Nefal Apo, but Melah, this Kitchuk did not come onto Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara is Messiah that they asked Ishtay Shel Rabbi Elazar, how did she know that the Tachnana of Rabbi Elazar would cause such a Kitchuk and an Oynish on Rabbi Gamliel? And she said, Kach Mikublani Beis Aviyabo, Kolash Orm Nin Olim Chutz Mishari Ano. All the Sharm and Ninala sites for the Shari, I know, and being that Rabbi Elazar over here was Nisane, he had a Kpeda on Rabbi Gamliel for this that he put him into Chayim. She knew that the Kpeda of Rabbi Elazar would cause the Kitchuk Menashe Mayim and cause an Oynish on Rabbi Gamliel for this that he put him into Chayim. The Yavitz in our Sugya explains why is it that Rabbi Elazar is considered Nisane if Chavev Shor Rabbi Elazar were Omdu B'minyan, they put him into Chayim. So why does he now have a Lacha of a Nisane and why does his Aynog be Goyim a Kitchuk Menashe Mayim that would cause an Oynish Rabbi Gamliel that he was Nifta due to this that Rabbi Elazar was Nifal Apov? And the Ayvitz explains that the Chaveh Shor Rabbi Elazar did not put him into Chayim Bedin. There was no halacha to put him into Chayim. Rabbi Elazar did not have the halacha of Zaka Mamre. Rabbi Elazar was not passing for the people that this Tana is Tar. He was not using his psak for the people. And therefore there was no din to put him into Chayim for this that he held of his Tar. Only there was a Yirah Ashor, there was a Tzerich Ashor to Shtalavek, the psak and Klai Yisrael. It shouldn't be Chas V'Shalom, Yabim Achlikis B'Yisrael, and it shouldn't become Shtei Tairis. And therefore they felt there was a need to put the Cholkim on them in Techeim. They had to put Rabbi Elazar in Techeim. For this that he still held his Torah and was not Moedil Adivayim. They felt the Tzerech HaShor and the Yirah HaShor was to put him in Techeim. But it was not Bedin. So if the Yavetz being that it was not Bedin, even though they had to do this, they were Huchrich Ulasis Kain because of the Tzerech HaShor. Afilu Hachi, because it was not Bedin, therefore they were not Nitzel Legami from the Elbayni of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was touching Adam Gadol. And he says he was in a Supanim Lamaila in Shemayim. He was Nisei Chayim. And such a mensch like Rabbi Elazar, who's such an Adam Gadol, even though they had to put him because of the Tzarech HaShor into Chayim, in such a case when they put him into Chayim, it does create a Kitrik, because there was no Psak and no din to put him into Chayim. It was only a Yirah HaShor that he had to put him into Chayim, Shle Yabim Achleikis B'Yisrael, that creates a Kitrik L'mayla, or M'mayla, as soon as Rabbi Elazar was Nefal Apov, there was a Kitrik on Rabbi Gamliel, and he was Nenash, and that's why he was Meis B'Shast in the fields of Paim of Rabbi Elazar. We mentioned earlier when Rabbi Kiva came to be Medea to Rabbi Elazar that the Chacham had put him into Chayim, Rabbi Elazar began to be Noyig the halachas of one who was put into Chayim. Afu kara begodav, he tore his begodim, v'cholatz menolov, he took off his shoes, v'nishmat v'yoshav agabekarke, he sat on the floor like the halachas of one who was put into Chayim. The Gemara in Mayit Kotn on Daf Tezvava Med Aleph is nistapik. We know the halacha is a ovel, is mechuyv to tear his clothes, he's mechuyv in kriyas begadim. Menudah mau bekriyas begadim is a menudah chayiv to tear his clothes. And the Gemara leaves it by a suffix. Similarly, the Gemara after Tezovah Mebeis brings that an ovel is mechuyv to take off his shoes, he's asur ben ilas sandal. What is the halacha of a menudah? Menudah mau ben ilas sandal, and the Gemara remains by a suffix. If a menudah is mechuyv in kriyas begadim and ilas sandal. The Rishonim in our sugya ask, why didn't the Gemara in my Katab being arrived from this that Rabbi Elazar was cholatz menolov v'kara begodav? Rabbi Elazar tore his clothes and took off his shoes. We see from this that a menuda is mechuyev in kriyas begodme and is also benilas sandal. So why is the Gemara in my Katab remaining by a suffix? Why didn't the Gemara being arrived from this mice of Rabbi Elazar that when Rabbi Elazar was being noig the halachas of one is put into chayim, he was kara begodav v'cholatz menolov. Tosis in the Rishonim v'kara begodav explains Ein lechiach mikan the suffik in the Gemara whether or not the menuda is tzarech kriyas begodim vechalitzas aminol. In Zoktosvus, the Dilma Hachal at Tzaira Ba'al Muda Ovid Achi. Maybe Rebbe Lozer, when he was Cholitz Menolav and Kar Begodiv, he did so out of Tzar, and it was Letzaira Ba'al in order to relieve his pain that he ripped his Begodiv and took off his shoes, but it wasn't Minadin, it wasn't Halacha that he had to take off his shoes and rip his clothes, and therefore there would be no riot to the Suffolk of the Gemara in Bayit Katan that the Gemara is Nestapic if one is put into Chayrim, is Mechuliv to take off his shoes and tear his clothes. The Ritvon HaSugya answers that there is no raya from this that Rebbe Lozer was cholatz min olav v'kar begodov dish dilmo machmer al atzmei hoya. Maybe Rebbe Lozer was being machmer al atzmei, it was an extra chumro that he was cholatz min olav v'kar begodov, but min adin when a menuda is not mechuyiv to take off his shoes and rip his clothes. It was only Rebbe Lozer, it was an extra chumro that he took upon himself, being that he was put into chayrim, that he took off his shoes and ripped his clothes. Rebbe Aaron Leib in Ayelas HaShachar is medactic from Tosis Teretz that Rebbe Lozer was Korah Begodov V'cholatz Min Olav as Tzair out of Tzair Ba'alma and it wasn't Min Adin. We see from this that if one is Betzar and in order to relieve his pain he wishes to break a Keli and he wishes to destroy something and through destroying something it will ease his pain and relieve this Tzar. In such a case it's not considered about Tashchis to destroy the Keli because we see Rebbe Lozer was Korah Begodov out of Tzair Ba'alma. In order to show his pain, in order to relieve his pain, Rebbe Lozer tore his clothes. So we see it's mutter to be kareya begodov out of tzair ba'alma hu adin. If one wishes to ease his pain by destroying a keli, well, he would not be over the isav batashchis because we see Rebbe Lozer was not choishish for the isav batashchis, and he was kareya begodov out of tzair ba'alma. Also, we see from the teretz of the Ritva the dilma Rebbe Lozer machmer alatz mehaya. We see even on the side of the Gemara that a menuda is not mechuyev in kriyas begodim. The Ritva understood there is an inyan for a menuda to be kareya begodov. If on the side of the Gemara might cotton that a menuda, one who's put into chayim, is not mechuyev to tear his clothes, there would be no inyan bechlal to tear his clothes. What does it mean, Rebbe Lezer machmal atzmei hoya? What kind of inyan is there to be machmal to tear clothes if there is no halacha to tear them? Why is this considered a chumra? Al korkach, even on the side of the Gemara that a menuda is not mechuyev to tear his clothes, there is an inyan for a menuda to be kareya begodov. So the Ritva is saying that Rebbe Lezer was a machmal atzmei hoya, he was the extra chumra that he was kareya begodov, even though min adin he's not mechuyev to, but there's an inyan to be kareya begodov, and therefore Rebbe Lezer is kareya begodov in being noig the halachas of being put into chayim. If there would be no inyan bechlal to that one who's put into chayim to tear his clothes, then it wouldn't even be considered a chumra. Al korkach lechatchila, a menuda should be kareya begodov, and Rebbe Lezer was machmal atzmei, there's no raya that min adin the mechuyev to, because maybe Rebbe Lezer was a machmal atzmei. But al kaponim, we have two terutzim to why the Gemara might cut and did not bring a raya from this mice of Rebbe Lozer. This time Rebbe Lozer was cholatz min olav v'kar begodov. We see a menuda is mechuyev in kriyas begodim and is also in ilas asandal. Tosis said maybe Rebbe Lozer did it out of tzair ba'alman and it was not min adin. And we have a teretz from the Ritva that the Ritva answered dilma Rebbe Lozer was machmar atzmei hoya. And we said over for that the Ayelas HaShachar that from Tosis we see there is no Baal Tashchis for one to destroy a keli at a tzair ba'alma. We see from the Ritva that even on the side of the Gemara that one is not mechuyev to be kareya begodov v'cholitz manalov, there's an inyan lechatchila for a menuda to be kareya begodov and cholitz manalov.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.